Sustainable Idaho is a collaboration between the Portneuf Resource Council and the ISU Sustainability Club.
Welcome to Sustainable Idaho, the show where we explore the economic, societal, and environmental implications of sustainability within Idaho. Welcome back to Sustainable Idaho. Last week, we delved into the topic of salmon in Idaho's rivers.
Yeah, we got the opportunity to sit down with Rachel Brinkley in Camden Cay, who highlighted the importance of salmon within our ecosystems. We learned that salmon are vital because they transport nutrients from the ocean, where they spend most of their lives, to freshwater ecosystems where they spawn and then die, providing a source of food for so many types of animals.
We discussed how this ecologically vital species is under threat. Currently, only 1% of the historical salmon population is returning to spawn, and as a result, salmon in the Snake River are considered threatened under the Endangered Species Act.
But the loss of the salmon population isn't just detrimental to Idaho's ecosystem. As we found out from Camden last week, it is also a cultural issue for Indigenous people within Idaho.
Yeah, and to find out more about why salmon are significant to Indigenous people, both historically and currently, we talked to Diana Yoop. Diana is a Native American interpreter for the U.S. Forest Service and is an expert on the tribal history surrounding the Middle Fork of the Salmon. Diana is also known as the Lady of the River and is a descendant of Chief Pocatello.
I am a descendant of the Tucareca, which is a bighorn sheep eaters, which lived in the Salmon River Mountains for eons, and what we say from time immemorial. The Tucareca, the bighorn sheep eaters, are also known as Agaideca, meaning the salmon eaters. And so as native people, we're often called what we eat. And so when the people up in the Salmon River Mountains, when we ate the salmon or the bighorn sheep, then we got those names.
We asked Diana about the history of these tribes and how they are connected to the Shoshone-Bannock tribe that inhabits the Fort Hall Indian Reservation today.
We lived there up until 1896, I believe it was, and the military came in and removed the Tucareca out of those mountains. And just more recently, we started going back as Shoshone and Bannock people. We're starting to reestablish our presence in the mountains of where our ancestors were removed from.
Diana told us that beyond being a crucial source of protein and food, salmon hold a special cultural and spiritual significance.
We have a lot of reverence toward them. We're taking their life in order for us to survive. And so when we go out and to do the salmon hunting, we have a ceremony. The men have the ceremony because basically it's the men who do the hunting. So there's a ceremony that gives honor to the agai, the salmon. And after we do the salmon hunt, at least for my family, there's certain rituals that I require of my daughters about the salmon poles. There's certain things that they have to show respect to. When we do the preparation of the salmon, the agai, then we restore the nutrients back into the rivers by placing the internal of the salmon, and we'll put that back in the water in order for the other animals to feast on them. And so there's the life cycle that goes on, not only for us, but also for the beavers and, you know, the water animals.
We asked Diana how the tribes have been impacted by the loss of the salmon population and what they are doing to help in salmon recovery.
Because of the dams and because of the obstructions in that water from the ocean, you know, to their spawning grounds, that lessened and depleted a lot of the salmon. And so our tribe, the Shoshone-Bannock, we set in our own regulations for all of our tribal members to help preserve whatever's left of the salmon. And so way back in, I think, in the 70s, when the fish started to become depleted, we have our Fish and Wildlife Program, and they went and started different programs to regenerate the salmon in some of those tributaries and the river.
As Diana explained, Native American tribes have taken an active role in restoring salmon populations. But we also learned that the tribal governments have been coordinating with each other, as well as state and federal agencies.
By the United States Constitution, it says that Indian treaties are the supreme law of the land. And so then it talks about how states are to be doing coordination with Indian tribes. There's an executive order. In these presidential executive orders, it calls for coordination between federal agencies and Indian tribes, and especially treaty tribes, because not all are treaty. And so that coordination, the tribes went and got ideas from how we can do a better job in coordinating with each other and coordinating with tribes who are not treaty tribes and also with state and federal agencies.
While Diana is encouraged by the intergovernmental cooperation, she acknowledges that the dams serve a purpose and that they are supported by other stakeholders.
We have big companies who depend upon those dams. We have a lot of sports people depending upon those dams. And so there's the other side of it that also can be considered. And the coordination that we talked about earlier is critically important on how we can come to some kind of mindset, a mutual mindset, in order to preserve that resource.
Finally, we asked Diana if she's hopeful for the future of salmon in Idaho.
I want to be hopeful. And with the tribes on how we regulate and we enforce our regulations is really critical for the survival of the salmon. Our Fish and Wildlife Program, on their coordination with other agencies as well as other tribes along the Columbia River, and how we can be more successful there. And then the way that we practice our culture to restoring the food back to the river after we harvest the salmon and re-nurturing what's still there is critical. But we also have to be very cognizant of how this resource, being the agai, is not only critical to the survival of the agai, but the survival of our culture. It's critical.
Clearly, salmon are extremely threatened within Idaho, and a large part of this threat is from dams and other human modifications to the river system. Last week, we learned that salmon play a crucial role in the ecosystem.
Yeah, and this week, by speaking to Diana, we found out that salmon are a vitally important part of indigenous culture and spirituality. But also, we discover that this issue is symbolic to wider discrimination and lack of consideration for indigenous communities and their culture.
Join us for Sustainable Idaho next week, where we get the chance to speak again to Diana Yoop about how this topic is representative of a wider issue. We discuss education, inclusion, and how Native American culture needs to be protected and preserved for future generations.
Sustainable Idaho airs Tuesday morning at 7:35. Thank you to our partners, the Portneuf Resource Council and ISU Sustainability Club. Links to this and past programs can be found at kisu.org.